So, welcome to today's podcast session, which I'm trying to cover one of the interesting topic, like how to crack a data science interview or a machine learning interview or an AI interview, so in a single shot. So, it's always simple that majority of the learners who are doing data science, they are having a limitation with the knowledge. So they do statistics, they do Python, they do machine learning, right? They have a bit of knowledge on coding, I don't say on the projects, right? So when you speak about a project, so you need to start with a business case. You need to explain them what you have done, how you communicated with the client, right? So how you convinced the client who is a non-technical guy with your machine learning knowledge, right? So it may be if you're explaining decision tree, how it is growing it. So if you go to a random forest, how exactly it is differs from random forest over decision tree, right? So you need to explain it very clearly to a non-technical person. And when you're looking as a data scientist, it's more like a business point than like a programming point. So now I want to build a website, there is a business point. I want to do testing, there is a business point. I want to move to cloud, there is a business point. I want to move to big data, there is a business point. So whatever I'm doing, there is a business view. So when you speak about a data science, there is a cost a client is investing in, and there must be a benefit what a data scientist need to provide. Right, so people are not speaking about this benefit and the cost, or they are not speaking about what is the process in order to do a data science project, but they are speaking about an algorithm. They are saying, I collected the data, I cleansed it, I prepared it, I just pushed into an algorithm, I evaluated it. That's okay, that's cool. I don't say it's wrong. Right, so even in order to see how exactly the market is working, what companies are looking for, even from last couple of weeks, what I'm trying to do here is, so I just attended some of the calls which are, well, for other students. Even I done the interviews just for the sake of testing, not for any other purpose, how exactly these people are, what type of questions they're asking. So I need to know, why in the sense I'm teaching data science, I'm teaching machine learning, I'm teaching AI. So when I'm doing all these parts, even I need to be very clear on what my students are about to face. So I strongly believe that whatever the content I'm delivering, or whatever the subjects or whatever the stuff I'm delivering, so a person can crack an interview for sure. There is no doubt about it, right? If a person is failing in an interview, the student who trained from me, there are only two reasons. So the first one, maybe he's not getting the calls. The second one, maybe he is unable to convey the end-to-end project explanation. These are the only reasons where my students about to fail, right? So if you're able to master the story, if you're able to master optimizing your Naukri profile or your monster or anything, for sure you're gonna get a job, right? So I'm making sure every skill what companies are looking for, yes, I would be encrypted in the course. So one important thing is, you should not say no in an interview. You should not say, I never worked on it. You should not say that, you should. So when a job role is for example, like 10th class, let's imagine in lines of grading, if a job role is for, you need to work only on 10th, you need to showcase that you are not a person with 9th standard, or you're not a person with 8th, but you are a person with engineering or MBBS or whatever the degree, with a very higher degree, right? So from that, even you can go down, but you can't go from a lower position to a higher position. So in a skill level view, you want to create an impact saying that I'm great in the technology point, I'm great in the business point, I'm great in the mathematical point, even I'm great in the programming point. Even I can do anything. I can move to any point. I can work on any sort of programming language. There is no limitation in my hands. Right, you need to be very clear in conveying this area. So what people say, I know statistics, I know this. Don't limit yourself. So try to be limitless. Try to stay flexible. Try to make sure that you can deliver anything. Try to make sure that your knowledge is what paying you for. Right, so make sure that you are doing a very great, and you need to be very simple when you are delivering something. You need to drive the entire interview with a very cool tone. So some people get super saturated, or some people get excited, or some people get tense, some people get all these kind of things. So be very clear, listen to it, and be diplomatic and try to answer every question. So why doesn't people, for example, if you take company A, they may not work on all the technologies of data science. If you go with company B, they may not work on all the technologies. So you can be very clear, yeah, I'm unable to work on it, but if I get a chance, I can, right? So it need to show a willingness that you can do any job role, you can take up anything, and you make sure that you're setting up a benchmark that you are great in technology, you are great in math, you are great in programming, as well as you are great a business-oriented person. So this combo gonna sell you in the market. And this is the combo where it makes you separate and to stand out of the crowd and makes you to build a very quick start in a data science job role. If you are able to follow these areas, or if you ping me personally in my Instagram, or if you do anything, right? So I can promise you that you can crack. If you're able to prepare properly, one call is sufficient to get a job on data science. I don't believe in working on multiple calls and cracking it. Just one single call. You need to be damn clear about the things, confident. Just don't get excited. Don't float up the resume fast and don't get into a bad remarks. So be very clear with what you're preparing and how you are answering and all these areas. Right? So I hope it's gonna help you out. I would be releasing full length video soon. Right, a podcast, only audio clip I would be doing it, so you may be getting a clear picture on it. All right, thank you.